G'day and welcome along to the Rural Report, coming to you from Tully, where, like every sugar town along the eastern seaboard, you know it's the start of the cane crushing season. You can see it and hear it and smell it and even feel the sugar mill rumble to life. And that was certainly the case on the weekend here at Tully. But Tom Major, it was a bit short-lived.
Unfortunately, it was, Charlie. They started, they crushed, and then they stopped. But that's the smell of money still through the town of Tully with that beautiful thick molasses scent. Let's hope it continues over the next few days.
And today, Tom and I are talking to you from a local engineering workshop, the silent backbone of the agriculture industry, which relies so heavily on the innovation and the workmanship of fabricators, engineers, welders, and people like this bloke, Guy the Boilermaker. Guy, thanks so much for having us here at GTB Engineering.
Thank you.
I was just kind of describing that the mill is such a visual reminder of what makes the local economies of these sugar towns tick. But it's also when you turn off the main street and down the industrial estates where you really find the quiet achievers like yourself beavering away in the background. What's the scope of work that you do here at GTB?
So essentially we started 16 years ago servicing the mining industry. We had a few issues with that. It was a bit up and down. So we then started to diversify into the banana and sugar industries. So now we build cane transporters, we build bag machines of several varieties. We do repairs, hydraulics. So basically service from Cardwell to Innisfail and pretty much whatever they need.
And some of the machinery that you're describing, the components are around Tom and I where we're broadcasting here today, big, shiny, freshly painted pieces of equipment. Just talk about a road transporter, for example, because this is not something that you've made your own prototype for that.
We got the rights to a design that was originally started in Ingham. So we've got a couple of varieties. One's a 14-tonner, which is an infielder. We've actually developed our very first 16-ton high lift this year as well, for some local contractors as well, a couple going to Mackay as well. We've also been involved with two forms of semi-trailers. One is a 45-foot, 24-ton capacity unit that's running around, that we built for Wilmar and the Burdekin. There's six units running around that area at the moment. We also built two roll-on, roll-off trailers for NDL Transport down the Burdekin as well. And so they're in operation as well, I believe, in Mackay now, so...
And Guy, we've heard just how busy a lot of manufacturers, a lot of dealers of machinery are in Australia at the moment with the instant asset write-off being extended. Does that extend through to the town of Tully and your business?
Yeah, it does. We've had a few phone calls recently to pre-buy some machinery, mainly for the banana industry. Just one thing I'd like to add is that we've recently been the recipient of a grant through the Cairns Manufacturing Hub, which is a state government-funded organisation. And which has allowed us to buy a high-definition plasma cutter, which has really made a big difference to us.
The state government has made a lot of its determination to boost manufacturing, particularly in the regions, and particularly driven towards employment. A little later today, the Treasurer, Cameron Dick, will be outlining the fact, I think he's saying the economy of Queensland's growing at about 3.5%. How does that translate to a business like yours getting the job done here in Tully?
I think what it allows us to do is become more efficient. So it's not so much broadening our opportunities in manufacturing, but it's actually making us more efficient in that manufacturing process. So that's essentially what it does. It upskills our workers, and so it's kind of twofold, I guess. The other thing we're actually looking at the moment as well is the robotics, both in the manufacturing side as well as in machinery that we build into the fields as well. So that you can actually get assistance through the state government as well for robotics as well.
We've heard for many, many years the difficulty of getting haul-out drivers. Will one day a machine like this big green and gold thing in front of us be robotically, autonomously driven, do you believe?
I don't believe so, but maybe I'm in the wrong generation to ask that question. I'm old school, but I don't believe so. I do believe, though, there's room for robotics and automation as a percentage of, say, a unit like that, but not so much fully automated.
Every piece of machinery or equipment that is either, whether it's manufactured in Australia or imported, must meet very strict Australian specifications. But does it pass the paddock test? And how important is it to have a bloke like you just down the road that can help farmers ensure that the job gets done the way that they envisage when they buy this equipment?
you've basically nailed it. So the biggest thing is, like, we can all get out and build whatever we want, but the reality is actually supporting that product once it's in the field. I think that's realistically what gives us an edge over our competitors, is the fact that we are there when we're needed. So locally, I think that's an advantage to the local contractors.
Guy the Boilermaker, really appreciate your time in hosting us here for the Rural Report in the outskirts of Tully here. And Charlie, just another sign of, I guess, the confidence in the sugar industry and some of the amazing things going on to support the farmers doing their job feeding us all.
Absolutely, Tom, and it's great to be able to shine a bit of a light, even as the sun is only coming up here in Tully, on the quiet achievers of agriculture that are quietly getting the job done in the backgrounds of not only Tully, but many other regional towns like this right across eastern seaboard of Australia. It's 21 past six right now. You're listening to the Rural Report with Tom and Charlie live from Tully. There are a couple of things that need to go right at the start of the sugar season. One of them is the weather. The other is factory reliability. Unfortunately, neither of those have gone quite to script. But the good news is the radar's looking fairly clear this morning, but that might change pretty quickly by later this morning.
Charlie, it really has been quite dry since we arrived in Tully. I think I left the rain behind in Townsville.
There's only a millimetre in the gauge at Urimo overnight, but other places fared a bit better.
Yeah, quite interesting. Down the southern part of our region, Guthalunga scoring 29 millimetres. Selheim Alert 11 and Upper Stewart Creek 17. Pretty significant totals for this time of year for some of those drier parts of the tropics. And today on the tropical coast, it'll be partly cloudy. There's a chance of fog. I can't really see any out of the corner of my eye, but there's a bit of low cloud hanging around the mountains here. A medium chance of showers about the coast and ranges south of Cairns, about 20% chance elsewhere. Further south again, there'll be a medium chance of showers, not expected to clear until Thursday or Friday. Partly cloudy for the northern goldfields and upper Flinders. Just a slight chance of a shower there in the southeast and maybe a thunderstorm. However, nowhere else today and tomorrow. And Charlie, certainly for all the cane harvesters and millers in the tropical areas, the wet tropical areas, they're hoping that they can get started again sometime today or tomorrow.
Yeah, the Tully Sugar Mill unfortunately crushing out last night. But when we spoke to the operations manager, John Edwards, yesterday, he was taking it in his stride and says that he's looking forward to the factory getting back on track as soon as those harvest contractors can get back in the paddock.
Late last week, the forecast was looking like it was on an improving forecast, so we decided that let's go. As far as rearing that decision, I guess operating over the weekend, we've able to, you know, do a bit of a shakedown, do a lot of testing, a lot of commissioning. So it's a good opportunity to check some things out. So tonight, after we finish crushing, we'll do a full factory shutdown, do a freshwater boil through all the pans. We had some issues at the pan stage on startup over the weekend. So to bring them back to a good known place to start would be good to set us up for, you know, hopefully another couple of weeks of solid crushing after we start up again.
How much do you expect to have a few little hiccups when you do just flick the switch for the first time in the season?
It's a big factory. There's a lot going on in there. So there's a lot of things that can go wrong, and Murphy's Law says that they will go wrong when we're starting up. So, you know, we have a lot of good people in the place and a lot of experience to get through those. It's how we manage and how we recover from those things that have gone wrong.
What about your maintenance season, John Edwards? I know better than to call it slack around here in Tully, but what have you been able to achieve, and what are your expectations of this factory?
Yeah, thanks, Charlie. It is the maintenance season, and we've had another really healthy maintenance program in place. We've had some good capex projects happening as well. We replaced one of our evaporator calandras that had reached end of life, and through that process we were able to increase the capacity of that by, you know, over 30% of where it was. So it will help us with our availability and help us with, you know, with our throughput as well. So, you know, very much targeting projects and jobs that impact on our availability and throughput.
How important will that be in the months ahead of you here at Tully Sugar? What's the crop in front of you?
So the crop for this year, we've got our technical budget is saying 2.55 million tonnes. So just that a little bit more than we had last year. So yeah, we do need the factory to be running at its peak to be able to process that, to be getting out of here, you know, late November, early December.
29,000 hectares of land under cane in the Tully district. There are many growers in these parts that would like that figure to be increased. How much capacity do you think you could gain out of this factory?
Yeah, we're really pushing each component of it as hard as we can. You know, we try to start that little bit earlier in June, is to try and build that opportunity of some early process. And this year we've started with over 12 CCS. So that's one of the concerns of growers if we start too early, that the sugar's not going to be there. But the sugar was there this year, and so that's good. Yeah, I'd like to think we can do a 2.6, 2.7 million tonne crop, you know, somewhat consistently.
And today, though, I'm looking at a long rake of cane bins making their way into the factory. It's in full steam, and there is some blue sky above us here at the Tully Sugar Mill. Weather is going to play such an important factor in this. How's the feeling around the team here at Tully Sugar?
It was a very challenging weekend, so there's a couple of guys who are probably very tired, and a lot of people who are very tired through working through that. But, yeah, having a solid crop, having the factory ready, seeing some blue skies after, if you're here 4 hours ago, it didn't look so good, Charlie, but here we are now looking okay. And I think there's a real positivity through the district.
That was Tully Sugar's John Edwards, ahead of what's estimated to be a 2.55 million tonne cane crop, hoping contract harvesters will be back in the paddock later today if that weather continues to play along, Charlie, as it is so far, holding dry here at the town of Tully.
A solid crop. The sugar price has jumped in the last month or so. Sam, tomorrow, this must be music to a cane grower's ears.
Oh, sure is, Charlie. Any price movement, especially when it's going up, is a lot better. You know, it makes us very much financial. You know, the costs are always there, so you can get up above that, whatever dollars, you know, $10 above what your cutting price is, it's all in your pocket. Definitely is.
29,000 hectares under cane in the Cully district, and that is, about 1,000 fewer than prior to the loss of about 1,000 hectares to the north to MSF's South Johnston sugar mill. Your family has ensured that that Tully Sugar's not missing that cane too much because you've decided to plunge in and plant some more cane. How much and what was driving that decision, Sam?
Well, we applied. The mill asked us all to apply if you had extra area. So we applied for 150 hectares and we got it. So this year, weather permitting, we should be able to get it in because we had cattle on the property last year. So we couldn't do any improvements last year till the lease finished with the grazier I had there adjusting cattle. So now it's all down to this year and, we've got to go for our coit.
And Sam, tomorrow we drove past it on our way into Tully yesterday. It's an alluvial block alongside the Murray River. Will it grow a good crop of cane?
Well, hopefully, yeah. It does flood there, but if we can get varieties and cut them early so they're up and established before the floods happen in January, we should be able to do it, yeah, I'd say so. My grandfather came here in 1921, so we've been long-established cane growers here, and we purchased the property primarily for growing sugar cane in 2013, and then when the price come better, a lot of people were putting land in or developing for cane, and we were sort of held back because it would have been too much and the mill couldn't handle that tonnage. So lucky for us, these couple of farmers to the north of us went to South Johnston and made that bit of land available for us to grow to supply Tully.
That is the future, Sam, tomorrow, but you still have about 100,000 tonnes of cane to cut between now and the end of the season. Are you confident you're going to get the job done, mate?
Oh, well, look, anything can happen during a year. All farmers now, we've got all these things available to us, long-range weather forecasts and all that. But, just got to see how the year goes, and I'll tell you in December, Charlie, what happened.
Sam DeMauro, I really appreciate your time on the Rural Report. And with an eye on the future, Charlie, there too, the next generations, which is great to see in this particular farming district. But it's almost time for us to shoot through.
It is. What will be great is to see those steam stacks over the Tully Sugar Mill in full flight again, hopefully by this afternoon, if they can get a bit more cane supply into the factory. Tomorrow, Tom, we're going to head a little further south down the Bruce Highway to the Kennedy Valley and talk about growing beef in the ultra-wet tropics.
It's 6:30.